Earlier today, former WorldCom CEO Bernard Ebbers was sentenced in a Manhattan courtroom to 25 years in prison. His resignation from the company 3 years ago was followed by an investigation that uncovered over $11 billion in accounting fraud. The company collapsed in the largest bankruptcy in U.S. history. Ken Belson is a business reporter for the New York Times. He was at the courtroom today for the sentencing, and he joins us today by phone from his office in New York. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you.
What was the scene in the courtroom as the sentence came down?
Tense, obviously. Mr. Ebbers was there in a dark suit, his wife. They have been expecting this, obviously, for several months since the verdict was handed down. But there were also a lot of former MCI and WorldCom employees who were there essentially to see retribution, and quite a few district attorneys and attorneys from the federal U.S. Attorney's Office there to watch the final result.
And how did the, Mr. and Mrs. Ebbers and the rest of the court react when that 25-year sentence was handed down?
It was pretty heavy, although, frankly, up to that point, the judge had denied most of the requests for reductions in the sentence, so it was likely by that point that it was going to come in the high end, the high end being towards 30 years. So 25 was a little softer, but not much.
Now, you mentioned people there seeking retribution in a way. At least one former worker at WorldCom testified today.
Yes, he gave a sort of 10 to 15-minute speech where he outlined how he joined the company with high hopes, had made hundreds of thousands of dollars as a salesman, and had it all wiped out. And he basically said he spoke for the tens of thousands of other employees who lost even more than he did. He was only there for 4 years. Other people for 15, 20, 25, even 30 years in some cases had their entire pensions wiped out. And those folks, he said, deserved even more. There is a class action settlement that Mr. Ebbers has paid restitution into. However, most of that money will not go to individual investors. It will go to the bankers and others. So most people basically will come away with very little.
How did the prosecution and the defense react to the sentence?
I think the prosecution was happy with the result. They did not contest any part of it. The defense has asked for several allowances. They'd like a slightly reduced sentence, somewhere in the order of 23 years, 23 and a half years, so that he, Mr. Ebbers can potentially serve time in a minimum security prison or at least have more access to furlough for existing medical conditions. And they also hope that he could be assigned to a facility in Mississippi where he lives right now. However, they're also appealing the verdict in itself, although it's not clear whether that's going to be change the final result.
And how soon is it before Mr. Ebbers is going to have to report to prison?
A judge told him to report on October 12th. They've asked that he also be out free on bail pending the appeal. So there's about six more weeks of back and forth to see if he'll be out on bail. But barring that, he'll have to report in 90 days.
This is the stiffest sentence yet, I think, as I'm doing the calculations for a chief executive officer of one of the companies involved in this recent round of scandals.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And I think, rightly or wrongly, Mr. Ebbers became sort of a poster child for corporate greed, maybe because he was one of the highest flyers during the 80s and 90s, and it came to symbolize all that was supposedly good about telecommunications and entrepreneurial activity. And so as high as he rose is probably as low as he's fallen since. I know his lawyers have said that he became a poster child almost unfairly and that the trial was biased against him by being held in New York, where there have been many other corporate fraud trials here. And so the jury pool, as they claim, would have been tainted into knowing that there were many frauds and then presumed guilt. The case is what it was, and the jury said definitively they thought he was guilty. He testified in his own defense, a somewhat risky move, and I think that may have been the swing decision in this verdict.
And if the prosecution and the attorney general were looking to send a signal, I guess they sent it.
Oh, absolutely. You don't get much stronger than this. It's not that it will necessarily stop people from committing fraud, but it will certainly help their hand when negotiating with people they accuse of fraud into testifying on behalf of the government, for example, as a friendly witness, or even admitting fault without going to trial. So, yes, it's a pretty strong signal that the government now has.
There were other executives at WorldCom who were charged in this case. They reached plea agreements and testified against Mr. Ebbers. What kind of sentences did they get?
Well, the most notable is Scott Sullivan, the former chief financial officer, and he faces up to 25 years. It will be interesting to see what kind of sentence he gets, because if he gets, let's say, less than half of the 25 years, somewhere 12 or below, that would encourage, in theory, people to step forward and testify against their former bosses. If he gets on the high end, it might not encourage a lot of people to step forward and maybe rather just take their chances in the courtroom.
Ken Belson, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ken Belson, business reporter for The New York Times. He joined us by phone from his office in New York. Coming up next, the controversial career of Karl Rove.